Surviving cancer is difficult, especially when you're just 9 years old. That's the story of Andrew Mazzoni, a real estate agent and philanthropist in Toronto. He's written his experience in a book called Survivor, Overcoming Childhood Cancer Through Faith, Family, and Sports. He's with us right now. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning.
Andrew, how old are you right now?
I'm currently 27 years old.
Okay, so take us back to your childhood. When did you get the actual diagnosis of cancer? Because you're just being a normal kid, doing everyday things, and then boom.
So I was living a ordinary life until the age of 9, where things changed in an instant. I was diagnosed with a very rare form of cancer located behind my eye in the soft tissue there. And right away, I was rushed to Sick Kids Hospital. And the book goes in detail on everything I had to endure with the cancer and the treatments and everything I was not used to seeing as a 9-year-old child.
Oh. How did they discover that?
So I woke up one morning, actually, and I was heading down the stairs Sunday morning. My mom was at the breakfast table, and she said, "Hey, stop right there. Something looks different." So we went in front of the mirror, and she saw that my eye was bulging a little bit, right?
Wow.
We went to my personal doctor for years, and he said, "Oh, it's probably nothing. Give it some time." But then didn't go away. So we went to a couple specialists, and then we ended up having an MRI. And eventually they said, "Hey, you guys should go see the best at Sick Kids Hospital."
So growing up, was your family one that really centered on faith?
Yes, we've always had faith as a part of our lives. We weren't the most practicing, I would say, at the time, but it was definitely a strong part of my family's life, yeah.
So all those questions come up, you know, why God? What's going on?
You know what, I did ask myself that at the time, you know, a few nights I remember in my bed late at night, just wondering, shedding a couple tears. And, you know, I wondered why then, and now I know why today. So he answered that question, and it's been a part of my testimony and been able to share that with many, many people.
Subtitle is sports. How did sports play into all of this?
Yeah, so I was a very active kid. My parents put me in all kinds of sports growing up. At the time, I was a rep goalie on a very high level. And we got the news, so I had to, unfortunately, you know, pull back a little bit. But I was still able to participate with my team. And eventually, when I finished my treatments, I continued playing as a one-eyed goalie. I won the City of Toronto Championship, you know, played very well. And then I went on to play basketball, rep level, baseball. I loved every single sport. And even yesterday I was playing basketball, and it never even occurs to me that I have one eye. You know, it's like second nature now.
And you say you know the reason why you went through all of this. What are the conclusions you've come to?
Yes, I see now that it was my calling to go through this. My staff that I'm still in touch with at Sick Kids, they say I'm kind of the poster child for this type of cancer. Anytime there's a new child that's diagnosed, they always put me in touch with them. There was one child actually this past summer that had the same treatment as me. Hopefully he's doing well today. And through that and through all of our charity efforts, we've helped raise over $500,000 for this type of cancer and cancer research at Sick Kids. So I think my life has been meant to inspire people through the hardships I had to endure at a young age. And I feel that's why God put me on this earth. And really, I think my journey has only begun. There's only more that I could do.
Mm-hmm. Now, what would you say to people who are struggling with, you know, the questions that you did and wondering, you know, what good is my life now? It seems like, you know, this has ruined everything. What kind of an encouragement could you give them that are listening today?
I would say that, you know, don't give up, because it can also be a part of God's plan for your life. Somehow, some way, you may not see it while you're in it, like I didn't, but hopefully once you get through it, you'll see it then. And even if you inspire one person, it was worth the journey.
Andrew Mazzoni, the book is called Survivor, Overcoming Childhood Cancer Through Faith, Family, and Sports. He's been our guest. Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks for having me out, gentlemen. I really appreciate it.